In the company of illuminated souls and the presence of the Holy Satguru, dynamic and divine vibrations prevail in the atmosphere. In this atmosphere, the Simran of the Naam naturally entrenches itself into the deep recesses of the seeker's hearts. The Gurmantar which the Guru Sikhs receive from the Five Beloved Ones becomes the seedling of the soul, which naturally germinates, blooms, blossoms, flourishes, becomes entrenched in the divine cave of the spiritually elevated souls. In this way, by the grace of the Satguru, the revelation takes place spontaneously. Through the word of the Guru, God thunders and reveals itself. To fix Simran in the mind, the company of the Satsangat is most helpful. Over the numerous births, our mind has got so absorbed in the variety of worldly tastes that in order to experience this worldly taste, the mind keeps searching for uniqueness, novelty, variety, distinctness, delicacies. When he cannot find enjoyment in all this, he gets fed up and quietly slips out elsewhere. Worldliness affects in many ways. Desires cannot be stilled by enjoying worldly pleasures. Fascinating is the marvelous picture of worldliness. Only a few understand this. This is why our Satguru, in order to distract our attention from the numerous worldly attractions, tries to focus on the incessant waves of God's sweet and wonderful praise and the continuous meditative practice found in the Satsangat to enable it to move towards life's goals, whose experiences include daily awakening, divineness, amazement, beauty, wondrousness, joyousness, and wonderful colors. In other words, within the Satsangat, through the meditative practice of the word that Simran, glorious praise, love for the soul within, silent love, thanksgiving, supplications, fear and faith of God, pining, longing filled with emotion, and desires for spiritual illumination automatically wells up within the hearts of the seekers. The practice of continuous repetition of the word during meditation is a very important aspect. It needs tremendous effort, patience, and faith. It's like trying to enjoy eating something that's tasteless. But to calm a scattered mind so deeply steeped in worldly desires, there's only one way: the continuous repetition of Gurmantar Vaheguru. By focusing the undivided attention of the mind, its importance and methodology in Gurbani is stated as follows. Again and again, utter the Lord's name. By drinking the name nectar, the soul and body are satisfied. Remember the name over and over again. Nanak, it is the only support of the soul. Utter the name of the pervading Lord 100,000 times. From one tongue, let my tongue become 100,000, and let the 100,000 become 2,000,000. With each tongue, I would repeat the name of the Lord hundreds of thousands of times. It has been observed that a large number of spiritual seekers regard the thoughtless state of the mind as the ultimate aim of Simran, or are satisfied with it as being the ultimate fulfillment. Such seekers make the mistake of doing unproductive repetition without an aim or desire. Proof of this point is given in Gurbani as follows. Everyone utters of God, the dispassionate God, by perfectly controlling or filling the nine doors, one is accomplished, arriving at the tenth gate. He then sees the true Lord near and merges in him. The true one is fully filling all hearts. The man unto whom the unmanifest Gurbani becomes manifest, he comes to know the true Lord. The unlimitable Lord Master, he enshrines within his mind. The yogi is called the non-activity, the thoughtless state of the mind, sun or limitless sun. The guru advised them that this thoughtless state of mind is beyond the nine doors.